Most LA residents say there may be something rotten in their local grocery stores. Andy Vasoyan takes a look.
Protesters in East Los Angeles are filing a complaint against El Supermarket chain of grocery stores. Isela Gracian is vice president of operations for the East LA Community Corporation.
We have found that they have products that they've been selling that's past their due dates that is, you know, high potential for being unsafe for consumers.
Gracian wants the chain to make changes in the way it does business.
We would want the El Superstores to immediately stop the practice of selling products that are past their due dates, as well as ensuring that there's a quality work environment for all of their workers.
Access to quality food is an issue for every low-income neighborhood in Los Angeles. Mark Vallantos, professor of urban and environmental policy at Occidental University, spoke about the discrepancy in grocery stores.
There are fewer full-service supermarkets and fewer farmers markets in lower-income areas than in more affluent areas. We did some research that showed that there were three times as many grocery stores in upper income and white areas as in lower income and predominantly African American areas, for example.
The community group has sent a letter to El Super's parent company, Bodega Latina Corp., and to the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. El Super did not return phone calls for comment. Andy Vasoyan, Annenberg Radio News.